Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Well, Taylor Swift cannot be stopped, as we all know. She's on the cover of the January issue of British Vogue. You know you've made it when you're on the cover of Vogue. So she talks about her upcoming role in Cats. She spoke with the creator, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and opened up about her ascent to the top, especially in the middle of that very public feud that she had with, Scooter Braun and, you know, her old Big Machine Records. She says, I worked as hard as I could, reached out to many people as I could to make sure I got meetings with publishing companies and labels. In other words, I guess she was that person that just knocked on the door and wouldn't take no for an answer, right?
And that's sort of been the whole her career from day one.
Yeah, because she started out, we always forget, I forget, that she started out, she was so young.
Just playing coffee shops and even right through being the biggest star in the world. Anytime, you can't do that. Watch me.
Watch
you can't
me.
Re-record your albums. Okay.
Watch me.
Yeah.
That's kind of
you
been
can't
the story
pressure
of
these
life.
People into, you know, giving you your music back. Watch me.
Watch me. Yeah. You can check her out on newsstands in January, British Vogue. Julia Roberts and Jenna Bush Hager are heading to Vietnam with Michelle Obama. They're going to be talking about the Girls Opportunity Alliance. They're going to meet with local girls for a few days before going to Malaysia to discuss the trip and other things. And, of course, it'll all be featured on the Today Show.
Nice.
It's nice to see Michelle Obama out and about. Have you seen the shoes that she's been wearing? Michelle Obama, you know, now that she's no longer First Lady and doesn't have to fit into some kind of whatever we think First Ladies should wear, she stepped out, I remember, in a pair of silver sequined over-the-knee boots and shut the internet down.
What are those?
Everyone was searching for the knockoffs. Can Pete Davidson really enforce his $1 million non-disclosure penalty that he's handing out at all his shows?
No.
That is correct. There, not a chance in hell is basically the term that the lawyer that we spoke to said. It was like, yeah, no, there's no way. Maybe it'll just intimidate people.
But if Dave Chappelle can just get up at the Comedy Cellar and do a set and not ask people to sign NDAs, why is someone like Pete think that he can?
I have no idea. I know you're a foodie, Ryan Jones.
Yes, obviously.
You follow food, like on Instagram, you follow like food accounts.
That's a lot of it.
You might be interested in this show. Andy Samberg is hosting a show called The Biggest Little Cook-Off.
I'm listening.
Okay. It's on the upcoming streaming service called Quibi, where you're going to find Kylie Jenner and other young stars.
I won't be finding that, but yes,
okay,
where
well,
other people will.
The contestants will attempt to prepare full meals roughly the size of a dime.
No.
96.5 TIC.